This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And following Spotify's lead, Slack Technologies has filed confidential paperwork for its direct listing. The workplace messaging company's initial public offering could come as soon as this spring. Diving into what might be the new trend of the tech IPO market, or is it? We'll figure it out after these tech headlines. The Journal reports that in order to comply with new e-commerce rules, products have been pulled from Amazon in India. The country's new restrictions, which went into effect on Friday, were designed to help local retailers better compete against foreign-owned giants like Amazon and Walmart. Both companies have made big bets in India, where the e-commerce market is estimated to balloon to $72 billion by 2022. An Amazon spokeswoman said the company was working to make all Amazon-exclusive brands available again on the website. The Journal has taken note of one school district's new advanced tech security upgrade. It has facial recognition, and it also tracks IDs as well as AR-15s. Texas City, Texas has a $6.3 million plan and a Secret Service agent at the helm. With that, teachers potentially become equipped with cell phone panic buttons to alert police and soon special locks on classroom doors that can be activated remotely. School districts across the country have been adding security as mass shootings have become more frequent. The Journal's Tonnell D. Hobbs has more on the tech advances leading the way at WSJ.com. And that hyped Foxconn Wisconsin plant is back on. Foxconn Technology Group, a major supplier to Apple, if you're keeping tabs, said it has decided to go ahead with the construction of a liquid crystal display factory in Wisconsin. This happened 2 days after saying building such a plant would be economically unfeasible. However, for real this time, it will move forward with a planned facility that would make small LCD screens. And after productive discussions with the White House and a, quote, personal conversation between President Donald J. Trump, end quote, Foxconn said the campus would serve as both an advanced manufacturing facility and a technology hub for the region. Coming up, Slack files confidentially to go public with a direct listing, how it follows Spotify's lead, and why some think 2019 is expected to be a huge year for tech IPOs. Slack Technologies has filed confidential paperwork for its direct listing, setting it up to be the second major company to use the non-traditional method for its IPO. Wall Street Journal reporter Maureen Farrell has long been keeping us up to date with this story and joins us on the line in the newsroom. It is a busy day for her. We caught her very quickly and are lucky to have her. Maureen Farrell, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, again, this specific move, it was successfully done by Spotify last year. Can you actually explain this first, the direct listing and how it's different and why it matters here?
Sure. So the direct listing is different from an IPO in that a company essentially just flips public one day and allows insiders and the people who own their stock already to be able to sell, and anyone can buy. That's different than a public offering, which typically there's Wall Street underwriters who come in and select how much is going to be sold working with the company and who can buy these shares, and they pick a specific price. Instead, this is it's very unique that buyers and sellers kind of just come together and start trading shares on a given day. So it's a much more, much different process. And the first time we'd ever really seen it in any big way was with Spotify, and it was seen as this huge gamble by them, and you know, potentially that the stock could be all over the place. We could see these huge wild swings. Instead, it was a really steady debut. The stock was not very volatile. It hasn't been all that volatile since. So there was a sense that you know, this has just worked really well in that case. And everyone's been kind of waiting, who's going to try this next? It's a very different way of doing the IPO process, also because the company won't raise money from it, which is typical in an IPO. Usually you sell shares so you can raise money to use for your company. But both of these companies had a lot of cash on their balance sheet, so they didn't need new capital.
Now, is there something about the tech sector in particular that would lend itself to do this sort of non-traditional method for filing an IPO?
The main reason tech's probably more likely to use it is because they have been the beneficiaries of so much capital. There's been so much capital on the private side trying to put money into these companies. So they've been able to raise sort of amounts that were never seen before in the private markets until the last few years. And that's not quite as easy in a lot of other industries. So I think that's one reason. So then these companies don't have to go out and raise capital. The other reason is normally in an IPO, you have a lot of Wall Street banks coming in, helping with offering. They have bring on their research analysts to cover these companies to get attention for them. So people say basically there are only certain companies that have the name recognition that people are going to want to buy into them anyway. Without that, it's a little bit harder to get see that there will be enough liquidity, essentially enough people buying and selling, buying into the company to make it work quickly. So there's a question right now. I think Spotify was such a name brand. There are questions of whether, how ubiquitous Slack is, how well known it is outside mm-hmm. of people who use it in the workplace. So that's going to be a question. I think, should Slack go well, it could really prompt even more companies to consider this in a real way.
Right. And in addition to Slack, other companies could very well begin trading publicly this year. That includes Uber and Lyft, potentially Airbnb. What do you think this, how do you see this playing out big picture in 2019? Will it be the big IPO year that some analysts seem to believe?
It sounds like they're all continuing to move towards the public market. I mean, both Uber and Lyft have already filed confidentially. So they're just going back, now that the SEC is open again, they're going back and forth with the SEC on the comment periods. They receive comments from the SEC, they respond to them before they can actually file something that the public will see and then, start trading. So it'll be a little while, but by all accounts, it sounds like they're moving ahead with it. A lot of other companies, smaller ones, are moving ahead with their the whole process behind the scenes of getting ready to go public, and a lot more sort of ramping up, thinking about it more seriously. So it seems like this, by all accounts, still should be a pretty huge year. And it doesn't seem like any, whether it was the shutdown or any volatility in the market so far this year, has caused anyone to rethink their plans yet.
Yep, still buzzworthy, if nothing else. Maureen Farrell, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.